The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll get you from point A to point B. But if you're looking for point C, well, buddy, you're on your own. But if you wait right here, in just about 2 minutes, the bus to point C will be coming right by. And now, here's your Ralph Cramden of the airways, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. In case I haven't mentioned it, I have a brand new book out called Religionless Christianity, God's Answer to Evil. And in the book, I've never written a book like this, and I'm actually curious what people make of it. But one of the things that I talk about in the book, chapter six is the spirit behind cancel culture. And I talk about how this occurred when the Nazis were trying to persecute faithful Christians in Germany. They were persecuting others. But cancel culture was at work. It just wasn't called that back then. And it is happening now. It's happened at other times. So I wrote a chapter called The Spirit Behind Cancel Culture. And so I say, if we're putting forward the idea of religionless Christianity as the answer to the evil we're seeing around us, we should draw a picture of what that evil looks like. And at the dark heart of the evil we're seeing in our time lies that hideous thing called cancel culture. Most of us have experienced something of cancel culture, or we have at least seen it in operation around us. And then I talk about how it works, and I talk about how, like, you know, somebody says something, and then people freak out about what that person said, and they come after them. The mob comes after them. And that's happened to me a number of times, but it's happened to others much more dramatically than it ever happened to me. And I talk about the spirit behind it, because the spirit behind cancel culture, it is a demonic spirit. It doesn't believe in truth or justice, so it pretends to say, oh, that's bad, you did a bad thing, but if you apologize, they don't accept the apology. They just kind of, it's kind of like what Jack Posobiec, when he was on, he talked about the struggle sessions that they have in communist countries. Like, they just want to crush you, and so they want you to confess, but then they don't forgive you. Like, you confess as an example to everyone else, and then, you better shut up, and then they send you to the gulag.
Yeah, or beat you with baseball bats.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah. And so I talk about that in the book, how all that's really going on is that they pretend to have some standard of justice or equality, but there is none. Because the devil does not have a standard of justice or equality. He doesn't believe in those things, but he pretends to believe in those things so that he can crush you on the way to crushing you. They talk about that. And it has to do with what I call the spirit behind cancel culture. And I talk about Martin Niemöller. Some people know that if you read my Bonhoeffer book, or you probably know about it without having read my Bonhoeffer book, but I talk about Martin Niemöller a lot in this book and a lot of Bonhoeffer in the book. And Martin Niemöller is someone who, in the beginning of what was going on in Germany, he was vaguely pro-Hitler. He was basically saying, listen, Hitler's not as bad as we think. People around him are more radical, but we can work with him. I've met with him. Martin Niemöller was a very distinguished patriot. He was awarded the Iron Cross for his service in World War I for Germany. And so he thought, you know, Hitler, ultimately, he can be reasoned with. And then, of course, he realized, whoops, I was wrong. And by the time he realized he was wrong, it was too late. And so I write about that in the book. But so I write about the spirit behind cancel culture. And in chapter 7, which is called Further Thoughts on Cancel Culture, I quote Martin Niemöller's poem that he wrote after the war. Mm-hmm. And some of you know it. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak out for me. And that's part of what happens with cancel culture, is they pick people off to try to make an example of you, but they never stop. So if you don't stand for that person who's being canceled, like our friend Mike Lindell, or me or anybody, then they pick these people off, and then they go to the next one, the next one, the next one. And I use the example of our friend Kirk Cameron, who's been on the program. I actually write about him in this book, that he said, like, I don't know, was it 2012? It was like a million years ago. He goes on like Piers Morgan and says, in the kindest, most gracious way imaginable, that he believes in the biblical idea of marriage between a man and a woman. And for this, he is vilified. People freak out like he's some fire-breathing hate monger. And I thought, how many pastors, I'm not going to mention names, but how many pastors, prominent Christian pastors, did not defend him? They said, you know what, I don't want any trouble. Let the wolves have him, and we'll just keep going. Well, that's the way it works. So they come after one, you don't speak up, and then they come after the next one, and you don't speak up, and they come after the next one. And then eventually they're going to come for you. That's just the way it is. It's kind of like in the book of Esther, which I've been talking about lately. You know, Esther's like, well, you know, I'm the queen, and so I don't want any trouble with the king. And Mordecai says, hey, Esther, you're a Jew. Do you think that when this edict is to kill all the Jews, you're going to escape? They're going to get you eventually. You better speak up now. That's what we need to do. So when they cancel somebody, I don't care if you agree with that person. You should not, jump on that bandwagon of attacking or of being silent. And so actually, I'm really radical about this. When they go after Alec Baldwin, I disagree with him on like almost everything. But when they were like, oh, he's a murderer, I'm like, you know what? I don't think he's a murderer. I think let's be fair. Let's be scrupulously fair, because when you play that game, it'll eventually bite you. And I think, I mean, that's not a great example. Kirk Cameron is the great example. That how many pastors said, we're not going to speak up for Kirk Cameron. Let them cancel him. And we're just going to get to keep preaching the gospel, the dead pseudo gospel from our dead mega church. We're just going to keep playing church because we don't want to fight for what is right and good and true. We're just going to ignore it. That is the spirit of cancel culture, and it's sick. And anyway, I write about it in the book because we need to understand how it works, and we need to stand up for people. I don't care who they go after. You don't have to agree with that person or anything, but whenever the mob comes after somebody, you need to understand the spirit behind that mob. It doesn't believe in truth. It just believes in winning. And so that's part of what I write about here. And, you know, we've experienced cancel culture on this program. I mentioned Mike Lindell. By the way, I say support anybody who's being canceled. Go to mystore.com. You can buy my books there. Use the code Eric. Go to mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. Anybody, if they're coming after them, that's an indication to me I need to stand up for them. We'll be right back. Get ready for a revelation set to rock the very foundation of our society. Just out on Amazon, a groundbreaking manifesto penned by none other than award-winning film producer and human rights activist Jason Jones, titled The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. The book delves deep into our societal anxieties, exposing the sinister tactics of radical reformers who've been fear-mongering and manipulating us into submission. Jones offers a glimmer of hope, insisting we can turn the tide, but only if we act swiftly. Through meticulous research and historical parallels, he unveils the true intentions behind slogans like Build Back Better and You'll Own Nothing and Like It. But this isn't just a book, it's a call to arms. Jones equips us with the knowledge to defend against the anti-human agendas of global elites, protecting our freedoms and liberty. So mark your calendars, get ready to embark on the great campaign against the Great Reset. This isn't just a book, it's a revolution. Don't miss out. Visit Amazon and secure your copy today. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones. I've got a great story to tell you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Here's what they just did. They bought the Bidenomics.com website name from under Joe Biden's nose. That's right, Americans for Prosperity, the country's largest conservative grassroots organization, not Joe Biden, runs the Bidenomics.com website. That's kind of like Pepsi buying Coca-Cola.com. Americans for Prosperity takes Biden's own words and destroys them with facts, figures, and irrefutable research. If you want to learn the truth about the economy, Bidenomics.com is for you. Americans for Prosperity has hit a home run with Bidenomics.com. Joe Biden can't be happy that his signature phrase is now in the hands of a group that's going to hold him accountable for his economic failures. Kudos to Americans for Prosperity. Do yourself a favor and visit Bidenomics.com, the website Joe Biden doesn't want you to see. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Americans for Prosperity.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against the volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com, legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. As I promised earlier, we have on a new guest, former Congressman Jody Heiss, who has written a book on a subject that is at the very center of what is happening in the world today, election integrity. If we do not have election integrity in the United States of America, and we didn't in 2020, then there is no America. There is nothing more important than this subject. So it's my privilege to welcome former Congressman Jody Heiss to the program.
Well, Eric, it's an honor to be with you. A longtime fan, read many of your books, and it's an honor to be with you today. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very kind. People who listen to this program know that I'm not blowing smoke, that this is the whole world hinges on whether we have secure elections in the United States of America. And we didn't in 2020. It is despicable what evil actors have done. They're the enemies of freedom, and we can't let them get away with it. So your book is titled Sacred Trust. What is the subtitle of the book, Sacred Trust?
Yes, it's called Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. That's what it's all about. We are a country that's based upon the consent of the governed. And there is nothing more sacred, politically speaking at least, than the ballot box that we have. This is where we, the people, a self-determining people, to self-determine our representatives and thereby the policies under which we will live as a society, as a culture, as a nation. It all rests and hinges upon the integrity of the ballot box. And, you know, Eric, at the end of the day, I share your concerns so deeply. That's what drove me to write this. But at the end of the day, elections are not even about who wins. When all is said and done, elections are about one thing, and that is whether or not the voice of the people was accurately heard and accurately counted. And without that assurance, we are in deep, deep trouble as a country. And that's why this issue rakes among the top across American citizens. They're concerned of the threats that are coming as it relates to election integrity.
Well, part of what we have to talk about, and again, anybody who doesn't care about this is an enemy of America, because America, as you said, there is no America unless we have election integrity. It's simply impossible to have the will of the people be expressed unless we know that our ballots are counted the way they're supposed to be, the way they should be counted, and so on and so forth. So I want to ask this just because I know that your story, that when the 2020 election happened, anybody paying attention knew something funny was going on. We didn't know the details, but anybody who actually cared said, wait a minute, this looks confusing. This doesn't give me confidence. You were one of a tiny handful of people who called for us to take action, to look into this. Tell us that story, because so many people looked the other way, were not willing to suffer the slings and arrows of sticking their neck out on this issue. What was it that you saw that made you say, we need to look into this, and what happened?
Yeah, there are so many issues, but all of this started for me. I became a senior member on the House Oversight Committee. And when COVID first broke out, in fact, Eric, we had our first case in the United States of COVID in Washington State. The very next week after that first documented case, Democrats held a hearing in the Oversight Committee where they started from there an entire series of hearings dealing with the need to have a federal takeover of our election processes. And COVID became the excuse for radical changes in our election processes across the country. They started saying, we're going to have an epidemic. We need to send ballots to everyone out there. They may be in lockdowns. They may be sick. They may not be able to go to the ballot box. We need to send ballots to them. We need to on and on and on. They started coming up with multiple reasons to take over the election process. And then on top of it, they started using Georgia as Exhibit A to proclaim that there were voter suppression problems all across the country. Well, I'm from Georgia and I know Georgia well, and I know those claims, those allegations were false. And so I started pushing back. And the more we pushed back, and there were more hearings one after another, week after week, it seemed, and COVID became the reason to change everything in our country. And from there, there was the springboard to get to your question, where apart from state legislatures, largely, be it governors or secretaries of states or whatever, started unilaterally changing election laws across the country. And sure enough, we opened wide the door to all sorts of problems that, and we'll never know the details. We can't get to the details, but when you start opening wide the door that they did, from ballot harvesting to no signature verifications to lack of voter photo IDs and on and on and on, drop-off boxes, it opened wide the door that created mass confusion and loss of confidence in the American voters that our election process is fair. And so that's what got me involved in this whole thing. And, of course, I ended up challenging the electoral votes from the state of Georgia. So I kind of became a leading voice on this issue, at least from the state of Georgia.
Well, then you're a hero. I think I knew that, but it's great to hear some of these details. I have to say that everything you have just said confirms the nightmare that many of us, you know, we've had confirmed more and more and more, but you're just confirming it again, that this was planned, that there were evil actors, enemies of we, the people, who were delighted to use the excuse of COVID to end democracy in America, and then to accuse the other side of wanting to end democracy, which is utterly diabolical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get, look, we've got, and I'm sure you have it, you've seen it, that we've got tons of Democrats over the decades that have challenged every election where a Republican wins, but you dare let a Republican raise a concern when there were legitimate concerns, and all of a sudden we are tagged election deniers, threats to democracy, on and on and on, where the real threat, Eric, as it relates to this particular issue, the real threat should be attached to anyone who is undermining the free and fair elections that we have had in this country, and anyone that is undermining the transparency for us to continue having elections that are accurate representations of the voice and the will of the people at the ballot box. That is a threat to the future of our democratic republic. It is not those who have legitimate questions as to what went on, and we want answers and we want secure elections going forward. It's those who are trying to undermine the system that are the actual threats.
There's at least two things I want to ask you. I want to remind people the book is called Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People, by former Congressman Jody Heiss. I just want to ask you, I don't know whether you're able to comment on it, but you're from Georgia. It strikes me that Governor Kemp and Raffensperger were somehow complicit, somehow looked the other way. They were not interested in getting to the bottom of this. Can you comment on that?
You know, I can comment. I don't know that I have any answers. It is as big of a mystery to me as it is to you. In fact, that is why I'm no longer in Congress. I ran for Secretary of State to challenge Raffensperger. And that is, I write about it in the book. That's a whole nother issue, how that all unfolded. But I felt like our election system was significantly compromised, and I felt like the people of Georgia deserved better. And so we went after it and ended up not winning that race. Again, that's a whole nother issue. But look, we have to do everything within our power to secure elections. And when we have some of our leaders that, at least seemingly, if not actually, and again, I don't know that we'll ever be allowed the opportunity to see the details, to see the truth of what has gone on. That is another frustrating part of this whole thing. But when we have leaders
that at least... say everything, though? Well, I'm sorry doesn't that tell us everything we want to know? Is that they don't want us to find out what happened. So you know that they're guilty. You know that they have to be guilty. People who are not guilty would not behave that way.
Yeah, an honest person is not afraid to let you see the details and let you at least to be transparent. And when you're dealing with something as significant as elections, transparency is essential to confidence among voters that their votes are actually being counted properly. Transparency is critical. And when that transparency is not allowed, then it raises all sorts of questions, both as to the leadership, but also the confidence of the voter.
We have to go to a break. Folks, the book is Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People. There is nothing more important than this, folks. Nothing. We'll be right back. Towards the dreams you've left so very far behind. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Continue my conversation with former Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia. And I said it earlier. I mentioned there's a quote. It's not officially attributed to Bonhoeffer, but it's associated with him. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. God will not hold us guiltless. There are many people in America today who are being silent in the face of evil. When you bring up election integrity, they say, I don't want to get involved in that's controversial. That may cost me something if I dare to say it looks like the election was stolen or it looks confusing. And I say that we offer at mystore.com, when people use the code ERIC, they can get a poster of Dietrich Bonhoeffer who, as I say, he made that a quote was made famous being associated with him. But that to me is the issue, that there are people that they don't care. They keep their mouths shut. And when you talk about Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia and Governor Kemp in Georgia, that they basically said, we don't want to look into this. We're going to look the other way. I don't know how it's possible for me to see somebody who's silent in the face of evil as anything but compliant with evil. I just don't know. And this is why that I'm always staggered when people say, well, there's no proof or there's no, don't you find it, you know, dispositive, to use a legal term, when people say, we don't want to look into that, or we don't care, we need to move on. I don't know what you're supposed to do except think they are hiding something. I mean, this is basic common sense.
Yeah, I don't know what else you do either. I mean, it certainly does not bring any degree of confidence in the voters when leaders will not be transparent. And that is, I don't know what other conclusion any reasonable person could conclude either, Eric, and that's part of the problem. There absolutely must be transparency when we're dealing with election results and how election takes place. Look, just the machines, for example, and not all the machines are not the same throughout the country, and I'm not a technological expert by any stretch, but in Georgia, the machines print out how you voted. Well, we wanted, okay, that's fair enough. Why don't we at least compare the printout version with what the machine counted? At the end of the election, let's compare the printouts with the digital count. They ought to be identical. There should be no variation whatsoever. And at least at this point, we've not even been able to have any degree of success. And at least in our action, this is a result of my race for Secretary of State. We couldn't even get one precinct, not one precinct out of the entire state that we could at least compare. What did the printout copy say with the digital copy? And that does not provide confidence. It raises all sorts of questions. So these are simple things that ought to be solutions to restore voter confidence. So to me, that's not a heavy list, a heavy lift. The printout version ought to be accountable, ought to be identical with the digital.
I mean, this is an opportunity for a civics lesson. So let me say to my audience, folks, if we do not have confidence in our institutions, this is very key. So get this. If you do not have confidence in your institutions, if you don't believe your government is not corrupt, what we're talking about is corruption. It's despicable. It's the enemy of liberty. If you have corruption, people lose confidence in the institutions and they pull back. They say, what does it matter if I vote? If you don't believe your tax dollars are being used fairly, you think, well, what does it matter if I file my taxes? What does it matter if I read the newspaper because I don't trust journalists? It is the erosion of everything we have in this country. And I would say to you, Congressman Heiss, it seems to me that the left, they are in an all-out war, and they don't care if they have to burn down the institutions. The institution of journalism, NPR, has been in a scandal. We have known for decades that they're pushing leftist ideas. They're being funded by taxpayers, so they should be defunded. The FBI and the CIA should be defunded, should be investigated, because we used to have confidence in these organizations. We used to believe that they're trying to get it right, and that has been undermined, and I believe the left doesn't care. They don't care if journalism goes away. They don't care if we have any confidence in our justice system. They're willing to weaponize the justice system to use it to go after their political enemies like Donald Trump. They really don't care about the way we've governed ourselves, and they're willing to burn down anything and everything. The Justice Department, our confidence that we live in a country that it operates under the rule of law, a journalistic integrity, voter integrity, the idea that our votes are counted. In every case, it seems to me that the left betrays itself by saying we are willing to destroy all of these things if we can win. That's basically where we are. And so I want to applaud you again for writing this book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity in the World of People, because if your average person doesn't have confidence in the idea that their vote is going to be counted, then many people are going to get cynical and they're going to say, well, I'm not going to vote. And so the left can win in that way as well.
Yeah, and that's the danger. And I believe that I've heard this over and over and over and over, exactly what you just said. People have lost confidence that their vote is going to be accurately counted. And they indeed have said, what's the point? Why vote? And that's why, look, if there's a silver lining in all of this, Eric, I believe, you know, the issue has risen to a level of enormous concern. And this is on a national basis.
Actually, forgive me, we're going to a hard break here. When we come back, we're talking to former Congressman Jody Heiss. The book is Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People. We'll be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome back. I'm talking former Congressman from Georgia, Jody Heiss, who wrote a book called Sacred Trust, brand new book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. Jody, you were just making an important point. Please continue.
Yeah, I've heard it from people all across the country that they have concluded, what's the point of voting? My vote is not going to count. But if there is a silver lining in all of this, Eric, it certainly is that this issue of election integrity has risen to an enormous area of concern all across the country. It is one of the top issues when polled across the country, and is there consistently. And the silver lining is that as a result, we have had dozens of states that have taken some pretty significant steps to try to improve and secure the elections in their states. Unfortunately, not all the states have done so, and we've got a long ways to go. But the momentum is moving. The voice of the people, the demands of the people, I think, are beginning to be heard in various state legislatures, and action is being taken. Now, this is something that we still have a long ways to go. It's something we're going to have to remain extremely vigilant on, no doubt. There's no way to pass liberty to the next generation without fair elections. So we can never let go of this issue. So it's something that is not just now and it's done. This is something we've got to have on our radar and keep on our radar decade after decade, generation after generation. But that movement is happening. And fortunately, legislatures across the state are making movement to secure elections. And that's a good thing. We've just got to keep it up and broaden the scope of it.
What is being done? Because people often ask me what's being done. Do you know of any examples in various states where action is being taken? Because, again, you cannot have confidence in the whole system unless you know that this is being taken seriously. When we think about Governor Kemp and Raffensperger, I just think they are the faces of corruption, to my mind, in the Republican Party. It's utterly despicable, their complicity with evil, their unwillingness to be transparent. And folks, if you're listening, you need to understand these are the enemies of liberty. These people, when they look the other way, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. It's a tremendous abrogation of their duties as elected officials to the Constitution. Their duties to uphold the Constitution, the laws of the land, that they would look the other way. It is the very essence of corruption. And so my question to you, former Congressman Jody Heiss, who has written this book, is what are some things you can point to that are being done? Talk a little bit about that, because it excites me that people are taking this seriously in some places.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you mentioned Secretary of State Raffensperger here in our own state. I can tell you our state legislature here has seriously clipped his wings from his involvement in overseeing the elections to the extent that the Secretary of State has always had in this state. They have seen that he has done, in their opinion, obviously a very poor job. So they have taken a lot of authority away from him. But in addition to that, you have things like the drop ball boxes. We all watched the 2000 Mules movie, where we saw on video camera people dropping off tons of ballots, a large percentage of them between the hours of midnight and 5 a.m. in the morning, going from one drop-off box to another, to another, to another. It's on video. It's on video. We're watching this right there. And it's just seeming like how in the world, number one, can this happen? Number two, how can these people not be caught? There they are on video. But for example, many of the drop-off boxes are no longer available in different states. In my state of Georgia, they're going to be locked up and only open during and placed inside precincts, not left outside, and only open during the hours of the precinct that it's opened. You have voter registration files that are being tightened up. You have multiple states that are strengthening the signature verification. You have voter ID laws that are coming back. I mean, there's a host of things, chain of custody, the laws that are being improved. There's a lot of things all across the country that are being done. Now, that's not to say that there's not a lot more to be done, but the fact that the momentum is beginning to move to the importance, and it is true, not surprising, most of these things are being done in red states where they want election integrity. A lot of the blue states are doing little to nothing, but across the board, at least things are happening, and I think this is going to be produce a momentum that's not going to go away, that people will demand, even in blue states, for fair elections.
It's a big deal. I remember Mike Lindell, he pointed me to a film put out by HBO. I think it was 2018 or 2017 when it came out. And this was mostly full of Democrats, talking heads, talking about how these machines can be hacked. This was when they were worried about losing. So they brought this up. I think it's called Chain of Custody or I can't remember. But it amazed me that they took this very seriously. But then when it broke in their favor in 2020, they were silent. Just as many corrupt Republicans were silent, were unwilling to look into this. When you saw what happened in the 2020 election, what exactly did you do? I don't know if you said it earlier and I missed it, but what did you do? You called for people to look into this and you said they simply refused, they dragged their feet. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't just me. There were hundreds and hundreds of people involved in our state in trying to raise red flags and move it forward. And, you know, it takes a collaborative effort with a lot of people blowing whistles that eventually gets the attention. And so, yeah, I did what I could as both as a member of Congress and as a citizen of my state. But that's where it all begins. We've got to blow the whistle when we see things wrong. And Eric, that's one thing also that I failed to mention a while ago that I believe this upcoming election is going to help us. We are undoubtedly going to have so many more people serving as poll watchers in a variety of different positions. You know, when there are more boots on the ground and more eyes on the ground, it is more difficult to commit shenanigans. And so, you know, that's another area that I think is a positive step, and we're going to see more people. But yeah, listen, I was pushing back mostly in Congress. My role was primarily in on the congressional level, trying to do what I could. We had some great leaders in my state, in the legislature, as well as citizens in Georgia who rose to the occasions, who were they were having hearings here in some of the judiciary committees and subcommittees, and people were massively involved, like I said, to the hundreds of people.
Forgive me, we're going to another hard break. I don't mean to cut you off. We've got another segment. Folks, hang on. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm talking to former Georgia Congressman Jody Heiss, brand new book, Sacred Trust, Election Integrity and the Will of the People. What do you make of it that there's so many people that aren't interested in this? I mean, do you think that they really believe? I guess I know that there are many people who just believe that the election was fine. They somehow are convinced that Joe Biden could have won the election. It seems to me preposterous every time I look at the facts, but there are people in this country that they've moved on. What do you say to those people?
Well, a lot of people have moved on. It's interesting, and I bring this up in the book, about a third of the Democrats themselves question the number of votes that Joe Biden got in coming into this election. And that's a stunning number when you think a third of the Democrats are even saying this doesn't look, feel, or smell right. So, you know, look, there's issues. But I guess to answer your question, Eric, the bottom line is this. This is not a partisan issue. Election is an issue of the American citizen. And as I mentioned a while ago, the issue is not who wins. The issue is whether or not we had an accurate representation of the will of the people. And was it protected? Was it truly the will of the people? That's the only way that we can be a self-determining people, a system of which the consent of the governed has the final voice. And so this is not a partisan issue. This is an American issue. This is a freedom issue, a liberty issue. It is indeed a sacred trust, both from the perspective of the voter, but also from the perspective of our government, to ensure that this issue is protected at all costs. And so it can't be swept under the rug. It can't have just a turning of the head, a rolling of the eyes as though this were an insignificant issue. It is a paramount issue to the future of our country. And so for those who currently are not paying attention, I say pay attention. Whether you believe anything happened in the past or not, we must protect it in the future as well. Election integrity is a paramount issue that must be protected.
Well, I want to say to everybody who's listening, folks, this is a civics lesson. We've been living through something in this nation that we've never seen before. We have trusted our institutions. We've trusted journalists to do journalism. We trusted the medical establishment to give us facts that would help us in determining our being healthy, in staying healthy. We trusted our government leaders. We trusted the voting process. We trusted that we have justice for all in America. And all of these things have been under dramatic attack in a way that none of us has ever seen in our lifetimes. So you need to get in the battle. You need to get in the fight. If you're not in the fight, if you're being silent in the face of evil, you're being complicit with evil. Every American owes it to the future and to those patriots who've paid the price in the past to get in the fight, to take this seriously. Former Congressman Jody Heiss, thank you for being my guest. The book is Sacred Trust, Election Integrity, and the Will of the People. And folks, let me remind you, I believe I said it at the beginning of this program, if you go to ericmetaxas.com, you can get signed copies of my brand new book, signed, for $20. This is offered 1 week before the book officially drops on April 23rd. Just want to make sure you're aware of that, because a lot of people say, how can I get a signed book? And there's lots of other books that you can get at ericmetaxas.com. So I just want to steer you there, because people are always asking me, where do you recommend I buy your books? I can now officially recommend you buy them at ericmetaxas.com. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.